This is the Washoe County Advisory Board to Manage Wildlife. Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2015.
Okay, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Miles Humphries Jr.
Here.
Sean Chen.
Here.
Michelle Spencer.
Here.
Kathy Smith.
Here.
William Tamlin.
Here.
Everybody's accounted for. All ready to go, Bob.
Okay. Agenda item number 3, public comments on anything. So if anybody has anything to say.
My name is Darrell Harwell, Washoe County resident. I would urge the Washoe County Board to put on future agenda item that the Tahoe Pyramid Link is going through Rosewood Lakes. They're going to destroy the Steamboat Creek. Right at the present time, where the road's going to go, it's going to be eventually thrown back into NDOT to maintain the wetlands. And what they've done on the south end of Washoe Lake is terrible. And I hate to see that happen when they destroy another wetlands. That's going to eventually fall in their hands. I really would urge you guys to get involved with that and try to stop it. Thank you. Not the road, but protect the wetlands.
Thank you. Anybody else? I'm not seeing.
Close item agenda number 3. We'll go to item number 4. And first, actually, just right here, I'd like to just say that the Washoe County Board, what are they called?
Commission.
Reapproved Michelle and I up for our last 3 years. So I just wanted to put that out before we did this. So election of officers, bring out to the public if anybody has anything to say on it. Not seeing any. I'll bring it back. If someone wants to talk about something or make a motion or...
Well, give a nomination for chair and...
Okay.
Do them one at a time. That
okay.
Way up there, what you're doing.
Let's see if someone wants to make a motion for secretary, a nomination for secretary. I'll make a nomination that Michelle does it again. She would accept that.
Do I have a second for the nomination before I ask her?
Member Smith, I'll second.
Do you accept?
I do.
Okay.
All in
favor of electing Michelle as secretary again, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Passes. 5-0. Go to vice chair. If someone would like to make a recommendation on that.
I'll nominate Miles as vice chair again.
I'll second that.
Accept. Accepted.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Passes. Chair.
I nominate Sean Chay as chair again.
I would second that. Miles Humphries Jr. will.
Mr. Chay, will you accept this again?
Okay, again, yes. So, all in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Okay. It works, I guess. Okay. Agenda item number 5, approval of the June 11, 2015 minutes. Does anyone in the public have anything to say about it? Not seeing any. I'll bring it back to the board. Anybody has a comment? If they want to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of June 11, 2005.
2015.
Tablet.
Good boy.
Sean Shea will second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All opposed say nay. Okay. agenda item number 6, board member meeting assignments.
discussion, selection, commissioners on the last meeting. I'll go first. Actually, it was pretty, I don't know, it seemed like it was pretty straightforward. There's one thing that I think they need to change is that.
Are you going to the August 7th and 8th meeting? This is not an update yet.
You're a little percent.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
You sure you're keeping his chair?
Jeez, I'm tired, man. So, so the August 7th and 8th, Butch, you're
going to go to that. That one?
Yep. And then the Las Vegas one?
I'm all Vegas.
All Vegas. Okay. So Miles is all Vegas. And then on this, I'm just gonna say one thing is get your receipts in this time
early,
okay? Because Washoe County, when I talked to them last time, they said they had 6 months, and you got lucky. So just make sure you get your receipts in so we can get y'all paid back for gas and all that stuff.
Okay.
That's it for number six. Going on to number seven. Committee member on liaison updates, correspondence, and announcements. Anybody? I didn't get any. Go to number two.
Okay.
Overview of the June 19th and 2015 meeting in Eureka. I went to that. I thought it was kind of went like we anticipated. And the only thing I did not like is that arbitration board. That was ridiculous. I don't know if they need to do it beforehand or after so they can set a time where everybody doesn't have to sit in there, because that drug on way longer than I thought it needed to. That was hours. And so I thought I'd get that out there. Other than that, I thought it was pretty good. So go down to number eight. That's all I had on that one. Set meeting calendar year for 2016, 2017 meeting schedules. Bring out to the public if anybody has anything to say on the 2016. Go ahead.
Rex Flowers, representing myself. I just want to ask on this meeting dates, this is for 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
I did send out a corrected copy.
Yes, so. You did. I want to make sure that that's what we're discussing.
Yeah, thanks. Anybody else? I'm not seeing. I'll bring it back to the board. If anybody has anything to say. Someone wants to make a motion.
Time to make a motion. We accept the meetings. Dates for the calendar year 2016-2017.
You might be.
Pardon me?
What's your name?
Tamlin. I'm sorry.
Smith, I'll second.
Okay. Going to number nine. Scripps Wildlife Management Area.
Did you call the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Tired. I'm glad you caught me. I am. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Say nay. What'd you want?
You do this on purpose so you know I won't quit. Because I can't leave you to anybody else.
Good job, Sean.
That's right. Hey, you asked me earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
So
you told me no, I couldn't quit.
That's right. So now number nine.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scripps Wildlife Management Area. It's a review, discussion, possible action to direct the Washoe County Advisory Board to manage wildlife chair to develop and submit correspondence to the Nevada Board of Wildlife Commissioners recommending the Nevada Board of Wildlife Commissioners directs NDOW staff to actively engage NDOT on methods to remove wild horses and restore the sensitive wetland areas. I'll take it out to the public if anybody has anything to say.
Rex Flowers, representing myself. I thought we would have a presentation tonight from the department about where we're at on Scripps. I think we're all the same mind that the horses have to go off that north end. Rather than just go forward that we have a problem, I was wondering if the board might give consideration to working with the department or asking the department about coordinating for a heritage project to fence off the north end, have those horses taken out of there and then fence that off, do it on the Endow property, or see if they can use migratory bird stamp monies, because that would be a habitat improvement to remove those horses. And that's just another alternative to trying to review that. I know you can't do anything to the south end, because that's sometimes full of water and sometimes it's dry land. But if those horses could be removed, they might be able to get a handle on it that way by fencing along the roadway on the east side of the lake.
Anybody else?
Darrell Harwell, Washoe County. This has been going on for several years with the department being aware of it. It comes down to a point that they needed NDOT permission to be able to build a fence. I don't know why that has to be if it's on Fish and Game's property. As far as the horses go, BLM says it's not theirs. Ag says it's not theirs. And somebody has even reported that they're feral horses. Now, if they're feral horses, that throws a completely out of the ball game as far as wild horses go. I mean, you should be able to get feral horses out of there. There's about three sections of the fence now. One section was burned, but there's about three areas of fence. So you're only talking, I wouldn't even say 120 yards of fence to be replaced. So, you know, you're not talking a lot of money. At one time, I heard they said as soon as the horses would get out of there, the department would go in and fence it, and they were ready to roll. I mean, they get in there during the daytime. They do move at night. But, I mean, I can't understand why this takes so long. And at first when it was brought up, it's 12. Now you're down to a point that it's 31. They've already knocked down nesting boxes that was put up by the Waterfowl Association that had to be completely destroyed and cut down. This last nesting season, they destroyed tons of bird nests. I mean, that is a wetlands. It's not for, you know, wild horses.
Anybody else?
I'll bring back the board. I like all of you guys' input. That's why I kind of put this on here. I wanted to see. I mean, we've discussed this for years, and you know, it seems like it's foot dragging going on, and I'm just kind of tired of it. So I want to see if we can get together. And like I said, Miles drives this every day, twice a day. So I mean, I'd like to hear some comments from you, if you could.
Well, not only do I drive it twice a day, every day, but, you know, at some point we got to start saying, what can we recommend? You know, obviously we're an advisory board, but what can we recommend? I mean, and if it's going to be something to where there is no action taken and this is going to be a permanent thing, with the horses breeding approximately 6 to 8 colts every year, you know, and it's a permanent thing, we need to start thinking about things as far as changing the language on the Washoe Lake State Park, and where under the wildlife section where it says deer, coyotes, hawks, eagles, and possible feral horses or wild horses, and just changing some of the language on a lot of stuff. Or we could also get involved with NDOT, maybe recommend the NDOT, because one of the things that I've seen that was disturbing, I've only seen it 3 times, but that's in the times that I've driven. And who knows how many times that's happened throughout the day, because I only drive there to and from. and three times where people have pulled over when the horses are next to the highway and they're taking pictures. They all bail out to take pictures. Total safety issue. So why don't we make a recommendation to the state board that they get in touch with NDOT to widen the road for a wildlife or wild horse viewing area, and you know, something like that, to where if these horses aren't going to be taken seriously, and if they aren't going to be taken for the safety side of it or for the bird side of it or for anything else, let's start making some recommendations. It may be a little bit facetious and a little bit over the top, but at the same time, we're an advisory board, so let's advise some solutions to possibly be, one, safe, and then maybe get other ideas thrown out there to where action can be taken. When I first brought this up 2 to 3 years ago, 2 years ago when I was on the board, it was a problem back then. And here it is 2 years later, and they've almost tripled. So I think in all fairness, we have to start making recommendations, changing the language on some of the brochures that are there, or recommending to NDOT, maybe doing some stuff, and go that route until maybe something comes about to where the horses either have it as their permanent home, or they do what they should and remove the horses because it is a wetlands protected area. And even in the brochure, it says for people, it says the collection of plants, trees, animals, fossils, natural objects, and prehistoric and historical artifacts is prohibited, but the horses have free range to do whatever they would like in this protected area. So that's my thoughts on it, and maybe we can make some recommendations to where things do get changed and to where there's at least something in the works, and it's a little bit more quickly.
Okay, thanks. That's what I wanted to hear. So does anybody else have anything?
We got to be doing something.
I agree. And I don't think we should just write this where there is no horses. Total exclusion of horses, because they're not supposed to be there. So I think when I get back next week, I'll sit down and I'll write something up that we go forward with this. Something's got to be done that we make a recommendation. You know, at least we put it out there that it's hopefully in their court now, and hopefully we can see something with it. So anybody have anything to say? I'd make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Mm. Anybody wants to make a recommendation, or if anybody has anything else to say?
There's not really action to take, right?
Well, action for me to.
If the board wants to give you direction as to what should be included in the correspondence that you're going to be sending, and then have that come back at the next meeting, vote on the actual correspondence, and then send that at the next meeting. That's generally how
okay.
this works.
Good. Yeah, I've never done this, so that's glad you brought that. That's good.
So just get some feedback on what the board believes that you should include in that correspondence at this meeting.
Okay. Well, like you said, I thought the idea of the Heritage Project for wetlands and wetland habitat restoration, I thought that was a great idea, and for the waterfowl. One thing I would also like to do is maybe contact the Audubon Society. I mean, they should be jumping all over this thing, and I haven't heard anything from them. And what else would you guys like to hear put in there? Probably as a safety issue too. I mean, that would be a good thing.
We would also like to bring up the fact that it being a safety issue with the horses being at the state park next to the highway, which poses a potential danger for everybody, for NDOT, and not just for NDOT, mostly, you know, that's an NDOT issue there.
Okay. Anybody else?
which covers it.
Okay, so they've directed me, so.
So someone needs to make a motion directing Chair Shea to submit correspondence to the Nevada Board of Wildlife Commissioners, including A, B, C, D, E, and then vote.
Okay.
That they'll review that letter at the next meeting.
And then they'll review, once you have drafted the correspondence, then bring that back, attach it for public comment, and they'll vote on this is the correspondence that's going to be sent at the next meeting.
Or we can add to it, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Does someone want to make a motion then? Okay. Then I'll.
Tavlin will make a motion that Chairman Shea draft a correspondence regarding the wild horses on the Scripps to be submitted at the next meeting for a vote.
For review. Is that good enough?
That's fine.
Okay. And then you can
talk about the content of the next meeting.
Okay.
Member
Stenfel,
second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. All opposed, say nay. Going on to number 10. Informational presentation on nuisance animals. I talked to David a couple times, and he said he might not be here, but he said he'd have somebody here. So it doesn't look like Endel has anybody here. So I will be giving him a call, and I'm kind of upset that no one showed up.
You want to continue this to the next meeting?
We'll continue this to the next meeting.
Yes.
So. No, sorry.
You were looking for a presentation from David Catalano, or?
Yeah, and I talked to him several times. And he said he'd be here or somebody else would be here. And he's the one that said, instead of bats, because we had one on bats before, nuisance animals would be something different. So.
We are working on it. We'll get a presentation next time. I apologize. That's, I thought we had Kevin's opportunity.
Okay. Thanks.
Need a motion to continue to the next meeting, please.
I'll make a motion to continue the informational presentation from Endow staff till the next meeting.
Humphreys will second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say nay. Go down to number 11. Commission General Regulation 454, firearm carry during muzzleloader and archery hunts, LCB. File number R007-15. Take out to the public. Anybody has anything to say? Not seeing any. I'll bring it back to the board. If anybody has anything to say or ask. Not seeing any. I have a question for Michael. I have a real quick question for you. So, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you do. But go ahead.
Okay, you're right, I do. So, on page 2, under number 2, on number B, oh, sorry. Okay. 007-15.
Okay.
Under 2, under B, it says, which... talking about the handgun, which has a barrel length of less than 8 inches and is not equipped with telescopic sight. Okay, and then if I go over to page 3 and number 5, it talks about a person may hunt big game animals with a handgun if the handgun uses a centerfire cartridge has a barrel length of 4 inches or more. Could we make that first one 4 inches or less? Because then that's a self-defense thing. When you start adding 8 inches, I mean, that's you're starting to get hunting pistols now.
Mike McCusker for the department. I would defer to Jack on this because this was discussed at length, and they determined this. Jack would have more background, I think.
Okay.
Jack Rowe, for the record, yes, I will sign in when I'm done here.
This was quite a discussion multiple times, and Bill Young, former sheriff of Clark County, that sits on the Wildlife Commission, is the one that came up with 8-inch barrel length. 99% of what you have in front of you is to keep up with the legislation that passed last time, because Assemblyman Ellison brought forward a bill, and we're just trying to get to where that NRS went to with our NAC to make sure we're not conflicting with what he has in there. The 8-inch barrel length has been voted on multiple times by the commission. It was a temporary reg that we just need to make permanent now, and I understand what you're saying, and that was a long discussion, but I don't know if it will change at the commission. You can express your concerns, but I know this has been discussed multiple times. So.
Okay. So it's just a to follow NRS is what it, you're
it's aligning with NRS. The commission adopted regulations because they knew there were some statutes that were being looked at to change. Mm-hmm. And there was a change that made this temporary, but then that change didn't go far enough, so they kept the legislation and included muzzleloader. And that's where it just kept evolving through the process. So now we just have to keep up.
Okay. Yeah, that was my only question. So anybody else have anything? Anybody want to make a motion?
Tamla will make a motion the board approves Commission General Regulation 454, firearms carrying during muzzleloader and archery hunts, LCB Legendary County Field File Number R007-15, as submitted.
Do I have a second?
Smith, I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay.
Passes.
5-0. Agenda item number 12, Commission General Regulation 455, the trapping questionnaire deadline and trapping license valid dates. LCB file number R008-15. Take it out to the public if anybody has anything to say. I'll bring it back to the board then. Anybody has anything to say? Well, oops, sorry. I'll make a motion that, how do I want to put that?
Recommend.
Tired.
The Nevada Board of
Wildlife Commissions accept Commission General Regulation 455, trapping questionnaire deadline and trapping license valid dates. LCB file number R008-15 is written.
Smith, I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Okay. Passes. Number 13. Commission General Regulation 456, Special Incentive Elk Arbitration Panel, LCB, Legislative Council Bureau, file number R030-15. Review, discussion, and possible action to recommend the Nevada Board of Wildlife Commissioners approve, deny, or otherwise modify a proposed permanent adoption of the temporary regulation, which expires November 1st, 2015, relating to the amending NAC, by which the Commission may facilitate decisions by appointing or serving on an arbitration panel, should the arbitration of the elk incentive tag awards be necessary, become necessary, and other matters thereto. I'll take it out to the public if anybody has anything to say. Not seeing, I'll bring it back to the board.
We said a lot of discussion at the last commission meeting. Does it have any bearing on this at all?
I think that's just making it so this is just a permanent thing now. I'm surprised the commission doesn't get some slack on how, or some black on how that was held last time. So, but I think that's something that they could do later on. I think this is just making it so that arbitration panel is something. So.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to recommend that the State Commission
under Commission General Regulation 456, Special Incentive Elk Arbitration Panel, LCB, file number R030-15, be accepted as written.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Okay. Number 14, Commission General Regulation 457, Awards, Issuance, and Use of Tags, LCD file number R031-15. Take it out to the public if anybody has anything to say. Not seeing any. I'll bring it back to the board if anybody has anything to say on it. Somebody want to make a motion?
Tamla will make motion that the board approves Commission General Regulation 457, Awards, Issuance, and Use of Tags, LBC file number R031-15.
Smith will second.
All in favor? Smith second, yes. All in favor?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Passes. So, number 15, Annual Big Game Release Plan for Fiscal Year 2016. I'll take it out of the public. Anybody?
Rex Flowers speaking on behalf of myself. The only thing I'd like this board to recognize is in this annual big game release, we're only going to have one transplant this year, one trapping transplant. Heritage tags the heritage projects when they were approved, 16-01, which is your trapping transplant, was said in there that they were looking to try and do two trapping transplants, one desert, one California. Now we're only going to have one desert trapping transplant. What is all this money going to if we're not putting more sheep on the mountain, if we're not moving more antelope around the state? So whether you approve this or don't approve it, I'm sure it's going to get approved, but I think you need to question what happened with the other trap and transplant for the California sheep. Thank you.
Anybody else? I'm not seeing it. I'll bring it back to the board. Does anybody have any questions or anything? I thought that was go ahead.
Yeah, where does that extra money go if there's only one trap and transplant?
I guess. Make a motion and then ask.
Can we get some...
Or a question. Okay. You're asking a question then.
I'm sorry, I don't have my ears up high enough, so maybe if you repeat the question, I might be able to answer it for you. So if there is only one trap and transplant and the funding's there for two, where does that extra money go?
Jack Robb, for the record. It was approved through Heritage funding. And when you have Heritage funding that's not spent in that year, if you don't reallocate it into a year after that, it reverts back into the principal. And that is something that we don't want to do. We have over $7 million in principal. And we can use 75% of this year's proceeds and whatever the interest is. So that's where the money's come from. If we let it revert back, it's gone. It's basically just part of that $7 million, and we can't use it. So there's a huge effort on the department and the Heritage Committee and the Commission to make sure that those monies are reallocated. So you'll see the Heritage Committee look at what monies are available, and they do that May and June, but budgets haven't closed. But if we know there's money that's not going to be used, they put that into another year, and you'll see stuff start shifting around. If at the first meeting they put $90,000 in the trap and transplant, but we come to find out we only use $45,000, they'll shift that money to make other projects go. It might shift to 16-7 that was shorted money prior, and then you keep trap and transplant whole, but then that other money can, up this year's expenditures can be put into another project and bolster it up. So it's just, it's, you move money around to keep the proper funding in trap and transplant.
So,
and trap and transplant is always the first one on the agenda or on the list, and it is seen by the commission as what has built the program. That's the heritage tags for elk, antelope, everything. If we didn't have all that trap and transplant, we wouldn't be generating that money through those auction tags. So it's seen as the vehicle that built the program, so it's the first one on the list all the time.
So it would be better for the sportsmen to see more trap and transplant, especially with the money there, correct?
Correct. We ran into a few issues last year through disease monitoring. It's not that we don't want to move sheep or put them around, but we've done such a good job with connectivity around the state to make genetic diversity throughout the state that all this connectivity has really caused us some problems with disease events that are occurring, and trying to get our hands around what is the result of these disease events. You can have one disease event that kills them dead within 3 days or a week, then one that they get sick, they don't die, but then in the following year when they lamb out, the lambs die within the first couple weeks, so you just start losing recruitment. And so with all the knowledge we've gained over disease monitoring, we're reluctant sometimes to move sheep into areas where we may have a concern. And a lot of our sheep today, whether it's the Pancakes or Volcanic Hills, Lone Mountain, even down south, the McCullough's and the Eldorado's rivers, we have noted sick sheep in them now. So when the source stock that we used to pull sheep out of is sick, we really don't want to be moving sick sheep. So we're trying to find clean sheep to move and put them in areas that we don't put them at risk or other sheep at risk. We have it noted that when you put sheep on the ground through satellites, they'd blow up. If we could put them and they'd stay, we'd be all right, but we're finding that that's not always the case. So we're trying to find circumstances we can put them in, they do stay. So
to answer the one question about what happened to the California bighorn transplant, is that the reason it was...
Can I add to what Jack said?
Did you sign in?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mike Scott, Nevada Department of Wildlife, for the record.
We did have a California sheep release on the books that we were going to try to do on Cherry Mountain. We made the decision for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's a court order in the Surprise Resource Area where we're not able to move sheep onto that mountain at this right now. The other reason that we haven't done any is because of the drought conditions that we're still under. We have had some good summer rains, so you have good range conditions, but with the lack of snow, the springs are in very poor condition, and we're not going to move sheep in at this time. Conditions moderate, then absolutely, we'll take a look at moving some more sheep.
Okay, good. No, that's fine. Thanks.
Anybody else anything?
Oh, sorry. We already passed the public, I believe. No, don't. We didn't do the public. We went right to the public. I'm sorry. We'll bring it to the public now. Now you can. Sorry about that. I was a little ahead of myself. Thank you.
Dan Shoup, John Q. Public. I just have a question concerning, probably to you, I guess.
Ask me.
Ask you. I'll ask you. And you, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. I read the directions.
Okay.
I understand they said that the sheep heritage funds, they move the money when they don't plant, and they'll move it into the next fiscal year or plan. Based upon the drought situation, it's probably not going to get any better in the near future. How far can you keep moving that money? Can you move it out 2 years, 3 years? Or is there no limit? Or is there a limit to how far they can move that out?
I'll ask that.
Okay.
That's an interesting question. Jack, could you answer that? Or could you hear it?
Jack, yeah, for the record, we really, it's on a year-to-year basis. We don't move it. It's not the same money.
Right.
Like I said, if we had $90,000 allocated towards trap and transplant this year and we used $45,000, revert back into principal, we can roll it back into this year's project. It has to go to a project that's on this year's item, and trap and transplant's always on there, so it goes into that item, and then instead of making it $90,000 into $135,000, you might take that extra $45,000 and put it in a project that wasn't totally funded. So that money just kind of creeps along. It's not in debt. It's right. Year to year, really.
Right.
And it doesn't, we just don't want it reverting back to principal.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Anybody else? I'll bring it back to the board. Does anybody else have any questions? If not, somebody want to make a motion?
Move that we recommend to the Wildlife Commission the annual big game release plan for fiscal year 2016 as written.
Chair Shea will second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Passes. Agenda item number 16, Commission Regulation 16-01, Migratory Waterfowl and Webless Bird Seasons, Tagline Special Regulations for Waterfowl and Webless Birds, Public Hunting Limited on Wildlife Management Areas and Designated State Lands, 2015-2016 Seasons. I'll bring out to the public if anybody has anything they need to say.
Darrell Arlo, Washoe County. The regulations that are set before you, Nevada Waterfowl supports. It's a full season. The duck numbers are up in Canada and Alaska more than last year, even though the water conditions and habitat has shrunk a little bit, -4% according to the Flyway newsletter. So, I mean, you got millions and millions of birds. And they're going to move. Hopefully the weather will get them down here sooner than later. But everybody supports that. What's sitting before you as far as Nevada waterfowl.
Anybody else? I'm not seeing any. I'll bring it back to the board. Does anybody have anything to say? If not, entertain a motion.
I'll move that we recommend to the Wildlife Commission to approve Commission Regulation 16-01, Migratory Waterfowl and Webless Bird Seasons, Bag Limiting Special Regulations for Waterfowl and Webless Birds, Public Hunting Limited on Wildlife Management Areas and Designated State Lands 2015-2016 Season as written.
I'll second that. Sean Shea.
Give others a chance.
Okay. Next. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Okay. Actually, no, let's take a 5 minute just because that just might be a little bit longer. So.
No.
What I'm going to do first here, Rex, since you sit on the committee, I'd like you to explain a little bit about this, if you could. Why this came up and all this stuff, so everybody can know. So,
okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Rex Flowers. The TAC committee was reinitiated a couple of years ago, and we've made a little progress on some of the items that were on the original list. They want to keep the TAC committee going. You have a topic list, both a closed list and an open list. What they're looking for in this is, one, new items that could be added. Two, if there's items on the open list, you'll see on the open list you have some items that are marked one, some are two, some are three. One had the greatest acceptance, and if you look at those all the number ones have been approved or gone through. All the number twos have merit. Number threes weren't thought too highly of. But now's the time that if you feel a number three should have been given a number one or a number two, or if you think a number two should have been given a number one, bring it up. Get that into the TAC committee with your reason that it should be done, because times change all the time. It's all about change. So maybe now is the time. It wasn't before, but maybe it is now. And even on the closed list, if you see something on the closed list that now is the time to have a change, it says right in your letter to go forward with that idea, but give a reason why now is the time to have the change. And it won't, you know, some of these items have been on there. Jack, what was the original, 12 years ago on the TAC committee?
10 years ago.
So some of these items, you know, 10 years ago is a long time. So, but they want your input. You need to have it in mid-August to the department, and then the department it will send it out to the TAC committee to start reviewing in September. Any items that any members of the public have, you may not feel favorable on it. It's up to this board to make a decision whether or not they want to pass along. Personally, I think you should pass along any idea anybody gives you and let it flow through later, because something that you may feel or I may feel has very little merit, there could be six other county advisory boards out there that think it's the greatest idea in the world.
So let me ask you, so we can clarify this up. So is the TAC, is the TAC committee looking, so say the public has something in here, would I want right in writing from them what exactly they're wanting, so I could attach it to like a list of other things that say we have to go to the TAC committee so you guys could go through it?
Well, you're going to, you don't necessarily need to do that because you're going to take public input.
Right.
So you can just put that down as part of your motion to take that forward. You don't necessarily have to have them submit something in writing to you. Everything from your CAB needs to be in writing to to the department.
I'm just looking at it as clarity. You know, someone says something and say, oh, you know, we'd like to see this. Let's, if they had it, something written down as what we have, it can't get misconstrued.
Yeah. Well, to give you an example, Sean, I believe you brought up, which I would bring up again if I was you, to on TAG allocations, to move the PIW as a special TAG to
front.
The front of the bus, not the back of the bus anymore.
Right.
Now, the person says, time's come, I think that's a special TAG, and it need, and it should, that should be enough to give merit. You can send that in. Washoe County thinks that PIW TAG should be drawn immediately following the Silver State TAG, as it is a special TAG, and it should give, be given that special preference. Knowing that originally it was set up as a second opportunity, the time has come, it should now be.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Does that answer that?
Did that answer everybody? Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that, so I brought this up. Okay. We'll take it out to the public if anybody has anything to say on this. Oh, okay. I anticipated somebody was going to say something, but I'll bring it back to the board if anybody has anything to say. Okay, I do. One of the things we actually talked about on this board a couple, several months ago, and we approved to push it forward, was exactly what Rex brought up with the PIW, is how there's a lot of money lost because it is in the second, it is the second draw out of the regular draw, and it should be in the first. So that's one of the things, and I've got all the paperwork and that stuff that we approved, and that will go into it, into that letter, or into the recommendations. There was a couple other things that I thought we should look at, and let me know what you guys think about that. If you're looking through it, I can tell you where that PIW thing is.
Oh, it's right here, right?
Okay.
It's
yeah, I found it. 8.9.2.
Yeah, give him a 2.
Yeah. So, and like I said, they're losing money big time on that, and it's the way it is, it shouldn't be. The other thing I thought we should look at as a board was T.5, which is on page 8. Look at the landowner tags. The way it is right now, if a landowner tag, if a landowner applies for tags, they come out and they say, okay, we can give you this many deer tags. As it stands right now, that landowner does not have to let that person that purchased that tag hunt his property, which is total BS, because he's double dipping. So those deer might never move off of his ranch, and they got to hunt that unit, but they can't hunt his ranch. That is wrong. That is totally wrong, because you're not getting the deer that he is allocated for. So I think that is another issue we should bring up.
What, and say the number on that again.
It was T.5. It was on page 8 of that.
I have T.5.1 and T.5.2.
It would be... Well, it would be part of that. It actually might be a new part of that.
Okay.
It's just in that
T.5. It's all in the T.5.
Yeah. And I have a little bit written up on that I'll put into that.
Just when I send my thing to you, if you would attach that to that tax section to recommend it, that would be great.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to do, but if you've got it written up, that's easier.
Is that something we should all vote on, just that individual thing?
You can do it either individually or just do them all in one big motion, but it might be easier to itemize individually, so it's real clear what you meant to do.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, that would be easier for the minutes. So.
And be a little more specific on what it is you're trying to do in your motion, so that we don't have to, it's not open to second guessing what you
mean. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'll try to make a motion on the first one that I brought up.
Yeah.
About the PID. And
give me whatever it is. This is T-5 something?
No, this will be A.9.2. It's on page 6 of that open. So, and what it is, and we already discussed this once before, and we passed it.
Which is?
It is change the draw of the PIW from put it before the regular draw instead of after the regular draw.
Okay.
So
you want to draw a motion on that one now?
Yeah. So I make a motion that we, I guess, make it to the TAC to the TAC committee. To move the PIW draw from after the main draw to before the main draw. So.
Member Spencer will second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay.
Okay.
Before you carry on, can I ask a quick question? Because he's recommending this to the TAC, so would this even go in my stuff to Suzanne?
I would.
Okay.
Just that way then.
But I'll just maybe clarify on there that it's for the TAC.
We should probably ask the legal counsel, can they make a recommendation to TAC, or does it need to go to the commission, since they are advisory to the commission, not the TAC, specifically?
Is the TAC making it its
own?
Yeah.
Is a subcommittee of...
The letter came from the TAC committee toward this agenda.
I think you can make a recommendation to the TAC,
okay.
I would say, if it's a subcommittee of the commission.
Okay.
And that's what you guys figured would happen.
That's what it says in the letter to you.
Okay. I was just clarifying. So.
Yeah, but we needed clarification from legal that they can do that, because their authority is to the commission, not specifically anybody else. So.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Like I said, this is different. I'm treading in the water here, so I want to know too. the second one would be T.5 on page 8. And all that would be is for the TAC to look at the landowner tags when when a landowner is given tags, that gives that person that purchases that tag permission to hunt that unit plus their ranch. They cannot deny that person the access to hunt that ranch if they purchase a tag.
Okay, so private property, a.k.a. ranch.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do I hear a second?
Smith, I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay. I had a couple more things, too. Sorry, guys.
You're done.
No. The next thing I thought we should bring up is lower the waiting time, or at least discuss it, the lower the waiting time for bull elk. So right now, as it stands, you draw a bull elk tag, you got 10 years. You can't apply for another one. I think that should, so with the number of elk that's going down right, or we have right now, I think we should lower that to 5. And I think the reason for that would be you would have these guys, there's people not shooting smaller elk, smaller bulls, because they're not seeing a big bull, thinking, oh, okay, I'm not going to shoot because then I can put in, I don't have that 10-year waiting period. But if they lowered it to 5, we might get some of those bulls harvested that we need harvested. And that's the reason I bring it up. So it's not as long as a waiting period. So you might get guys or people harvesting a bull.
Plus, our numbers are huge on elk right now.
Exactly.
We're trying to thin them in every way possible. I agree.
So I think that's something we should send to the TAC to let them look at. You have any comments? What?
No, I'm agree with that one.
Should we be taking this up to the public? I took it to the public right off the bat. So if they had anything to bring, they should have brought it.
Is there a reference on that?
Yeah, sorry. It's A.6.2.6 on page 5.
Can there be a point of clarification from the department?
I don't see why not.
If the chair allows it.
From the department, I'd like clarification, please. Inform us, please.
For the Department of Wildlife. Just off the top of my head, if you harvest, it's a 10-year wait.
Right.
If you don't, it's a 5. So are you going to minimize the wait for the non-harvest? Don't forget that part of it, because then you'd make them both 5 years, whether you harvest or not, and just to consider that.
Okay.
It took me 16 years.
I guess what I'm looking at is at the harvest. If you harvest, it would not be a 10-year wait. It would be a 5-year wait. And I think we'd get more people harvest smaller class bulls because they don't have to wait 10 years to put it.
But should we then do something to level the playing field for those who didn't harvest? And maybe it's just they didn't. It's not even if they're looking for that trophy one. You know, maybe they couldn't see it. No matter how hard they tried. And so maybe we should look at maybe making theirs 3 years just to give them a little bit of an advantage versus somebody who did already harvest. I'm just...
Yeah, that sounds great. Make a motion on that. I think it sounds good. It's going back to the TAC, so they can discuss it and see what people want to do. Maybe they'll change it around. Maybe they'll just say... Pound Sam, too, so we'll see.
Do you know how many tags or how many go on filled?
Off the top of my head, I don't.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I need you two to speak up, and those two quiet down.
Sorry. She asked me a question if I knew how many bull elk tags go. Hey, Jack? Thanks.
I can't hear them over you. Sorry.
I can hardly hear myself.
Then take him out in the hallway.
So,
okay, so what are we doing?
Yeah. Kathy asked me how many bull tags go unfilled every year. I said I did not know. But maybe you could tell us, Mike. 41% go unfilled?
So that's going to be a big number of people. It will be. I mean, something to consider. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, and it's just being brought up so that you know, everybody can discuss it and see what's going on. So,
okay, I can try the motion then.
Bring it on, Miles. Well,
I'd make a motion to the Humphreys. Yeah, Miles Humphreys Jr. would make a motion that to the TAC that we recommend that if you draw a tag and do not harvest, you'd be re-eligible to apply and draw after 5 years.
It's already there.
That's what it is.
It's already there. Wait, 3 years. If you didn't harvest, 3 years.
If you didn't. Wait, okay.
He said no harvest.
Wait.
Oh, he said no harvest?
He said no harvest, yeah. I'm writing it down.
Okay. Wait. I meant harvest. Let me start over. So, for 5 years, and then if you don't harvest, it's 3 years, right?
Correct.
That's what we all agreed to?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me try this again. Miles Humphreys Jr. will make a recommendation to the TAC that we recommend that if you draw a bull elk tag and you harvest, you would be eligible to redraw after 5 years. And if you do not harvest a bull, you'd be eligible to draw after 3 years.
To draw or to reapply?
To reapply.
Okay, in both cases it would be reapply because they don't
redraw. Reapply.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Sean Che will second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay.
Hey, Robert, on that, I have a number, if you want, like an A point, 2 point, something that kind of goes to that.
I have it.
Oh, do you have it?
I have it. I don't know if you got it, but you said it.
Okay.
8.6.2.6
on page 5. Yeah, so that gives us some kind of reference of where it's at.
You've given me that already.
Okay. Actually, I have one, and I'll bring this up. I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm going to get a lot of heat for this. But
do you have a reference number on it?
No, I don't. This would be a new item.
New item. Okay.
Over the years, with the non-resident guided draw hunt, I have had numerous residents ask me why they cannot put in for the non-residents can put in for this special draw. So what it is, the non-residents apply for, they give 25%, with the non-residents, they do 25% of the tags from the previous year, from that quota. It's a higher price tag, I think it's $240 or something like that for the tag. And they can only apply for that or the regular draw. They cannot apply for both like they used to. So what it is, I'm just bringing this up as to throw it out there since they want new items. And I've had numerous residents ask, well, why can't we put in for a draw, you know, if we want to pay more for a tag? And so I thought I'd bring this up. And it wouldn't be 25%. It would say like 5% of the resident quota from the previous year. And make the tag, you know, make the tag $150 or $200 or something like that. And like I said, they'd only be able to put in for that draw as a resident guided hunt or the regular draw. So they'd have a choice, and they'd only get one bonus point if they didn't draw, and it would go still as it is as a mule deer point. So I thought I would throw that out if people want to bash me or what. So. Nothing?
What?
Oh, no, I was just saying if you had a comment.
No comment. I like the idea.
Okay, well, as the one that knows nothing about hunting, I'm totally confused. Is there not a resident guided hunt?
Correct.
There is not one.
There is not.
You would like to have one. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I'm not trying to say I want one.
I'm just saying I've had the public come to me.
I know, but that's what
ask.
We're talking about.
Yes.
It's something it's a we don't have. Guide.
Resident,
like
correct.
Okay. A mule deer resident guide.
Correct. So.
Now there's no question what you meant in my little brain.
So I thought we'd bring that to the TAC committee okay. and just, you know, let them hash it out, and the public comes in and says, yeah, that's a good idea, or if not, put it back on their hands. So nothing to do with it. So.
Make your motion.
Well, I'll make a motion that we recommend to the TAC committee that they look at opening resident guided mule deer hunt following the non-resident mule deer resident or guided hunt. Yeah. So, do I have a second?
Humphreys will second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Okay. So we made motions on all those, so well, that's it. That was the only thing I had, unless somebody else has something else they'd like to bring up. Nothing? Okay. That's item 17. Agenda item number 18, Washoe County Advisory Board to manage wildlife members and or staff announcements, requests for information, and selection of topics for future agendas. I'll start off. Hopefully, we can get Endo to do one of these, whatever you know, bats, whatever they can talk. I might ask the fisheries guy, people to maybe give a talk one of these times on you know, just something they have coming up or what they're doing or something, because we never get to see fisheries people, and I fond them a little bit more. So, or even waterfowl, if any. Help the state guy runs the waterfowl. What?
The predator management?
Well, we hear
no
a lot
guy.
About that.
No
so, if anybody else wants to.
The only thing I would like to, if we do talk about, quote, nuisance wildlife, it would be nice if the terminology was changed to be human-wildlife conflict, something along those terms. I know it's just terminology, but studies have shown over and over again that when you use the term nuisance wildlife, which a lot of the department members do say over and over again, the public automatically considers the wildlife a nuisance, and it does alter perception, and that's just reality. The terminology does matter.
Well, if the department, they're the experts, they consider them a nuisance, then they're a nuisance.
Can you take a public comment on that?
Is this
no.
Is this an item for a future agenda?
Yeah.
This is just because of a nuisance wildlife was brought up as far as a possible informational item.
But do we know what animals are even going to talk about, Sean?
No, and that's why I think he left it as blank. I mean,
he's setting the agenda, not getting into discussion here.
Right,
so,
no,
I know.
I'll ask for clarification.
That would
be good. Okay, yeah.
Well, on that one, too, is that we didn't call it nuisance animals, that Endow did.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
better description from Endow.
Yeah,
what that actually constitutes.
Endow.
Okay, will that help, Kathy? Pardon? If I get a better description on what they're talking about, will that help?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Cool. Okay.
Anything else you want to add?
Anybody else?
We've got your correspondence to Endow about Enda and the horses on Scripps Wildlife Area. If you want something on fisheries or waterfowl, you'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll ask because...
And then the regular stuff we get from commission agenda.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The number 19, public comment. Anybody has anything to say?
I have something.
Jack Rowe for the record. One thing of interest to this board, as an informational item on the commission meeting, there is going to be a discussion over the drought conditions in the Truckee River given by Tisdale and Hawk. And for the people that attend, it will be very informative, but I think the others on this board
when that gets posted on video, you might want to go view that presentation and see what actions are being taken and what's going on and why we don't take some actions, everything. It's going to be a pretty good update, and it's pretty much centered around the Truckee River. It might include other waters, but pretty much centered around the Truckee River.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Excuse me. I'm Karen Taylor, Washoe County resident. Last May, when I was at the Endow meeting, the one that was up at Truckee Meadows, I brought up how David Catalano and the Department of Wildlife was mentioned in the Washington paper, one of the big Washington papers, about talking about drought conditions and the effect on wildlife. And I was happy to see how that translated into how we took a look at not increasing the bear hunt, about how that played a part in how we took a look at fisheries and that kind of stuff, but we didn't take a look at how that affected trapping. And I couldn't make any of the June meetings, but I did some research on the Endow website. I've also done some other research, and I can't find anything in Nevada where we are taking a look at how the drought is affecting trapping and why wasn't trapping changed in some way due to the drought. I think I know why, but I don't want to impose my own personal beliefs on that about how trappers are given such a special deal in Nevada. I think that's something that the general public would like to know more about. I know people in my camp would like to know more about why trapping wasn't regulated due to the drought at the June meeting. That's number one. Number two, I also support Dr. Smith's recommendation that we drop the word nuisance. Wildlife is just being wildlife. There are conflicts, but I think we need to get rid of the word nuisance. The only nuisance to me are the two-legged nuisances, the people that don't follow the laws, whether it's trapping laws or hunting laws. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Darrell Harrow, Washoe County, here again. I recommend that the board get involved with the Tahoe Pyramid Leak. What are they going to do for the wetlands? Do you have a design of it? Does the department even know? I mean, I'm coming to you guys for answers. Can you get them for me?
Thank you. Anybody else?
Dan Chup, Washoe County.
Just curious on your recommendations that you were going to make to the other board, the subcommittee. At what point in time, or does the general public get to voice anything on those recommendations?
Probably at the meeting, the TAC committee in September.
So it's going to go from you to the TAC meeting, then I attend the TAC meeting to make public comment.
Yep.
And is that notification?
Yep.
I don't usually send that one.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because the stuff from Suzanne will come out.
Oh, if I get it from Suzanne, are you on my forward list, Dan?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
It
will come out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
If not, check the website. I'll send you the link so you can keep track of it.
Okay.
That's open for everybody to go to.
So. And wouldn't their recommendations come back to us first anyway, next month?
Yep.
In September. So we'll see them again in September, whatever they recommend.
Anybody else?
You get two cracks at it.
We're done. Sorry.